We're gonna start when the clock turns 19:30 this time. No delays, because we have enough people in here now.
Yeah. Do the countdown theme tune.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do in audio.
What's going on?
Okay, best video game fanfare.
Best or most memorable?
Your personal favorite.
That is a tricky one.
Dragon's Dogma is a good one. After you kill monsters. Thanks.
I like probably the one in Metroid. The one where, like,
yes,
Metroid comes in out of a ship and goes.
Are you trying to piss me off, duds?
Cave story when you pick up. Cave story when you pick up an item. That's a good one.
My computer did when you plugged in a USB drive.
Earthbound. Earthbound, new party member.
It's better in Mother 3 when Facade joins your party, but because he's a jerk, it goes.
Yeah, it's kind of dumpy because he's such an asshole.
Oh, Killer 7 when you like solve a puzzle.
Oh yeah, like guitar thing.
Yeah, that's
pretty cool.
That's really cool.
I'm gonna have to go with Zelda's, to be honest.
I know a guy who uses all the little Zelda announcement things for his phone. You know, that do-do-do-do-do-do-do thing.
Use them for everything. Actually, no, using that for me made me get sick of that noise so goddamn much.
it makes me get sick, because he gets a lot of emails and text messages, so every once in a while he'll be like on the shitter, and I'll just hear from like in the bathroom. Like, you're like, oh, Tyler, did you get a text message? Who's it from?
That's better than...
Feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme, get on up, it's podcast time. Coming at you straight from Panama, it's episode 21 of Gentlemen Discussing Video. I'm Happy Man, and in the studio with me today is Catsman.
Yo!
Dodds.
MC Dodds in the house!
Juju.
Yo!
Ramal.
Oh my god, where am I?
Mao. Mixmaster Mao, what you got to say?
Hello!
Moogle Pies.
I don't know what to say.
Sean.
Yo, my man.
And Taco Man.
Hi.
So we're good.
That's a normal greeting, Taco
yeah,
Man. You should be ashamed.
Else. Crazy.
Hey, how could I follow that shit up, man? I mean, just I was just in shock. Couldn't put the words together.
No,
you at least put in some effort like I did.
You are rattling my poor, fragile Canadian mind. I'm not built for this in that amount of excitement.
So no top video picks today because we're in the middle of the month, but we'll be back with that next time. We are going to go through the comments on the Gather Your Party page and Gentlemen's Dutch Time Association page to get a bit of listener feedback, so to speak. We're going to go through the comments together and comment on them. What else? Oh yeah, we're going to have the news as usual, talk about what we've been playing, and maybe have a fan fiction at the end.
Oh, lovely.
So let's go through the comments section. Just give me a moment. I'm going to pull it up.
Oh, boy.
So we got a guy who is from the Örebro area, like me, and he said that he feels my pain.
What does he mean by that, Happy Man?
I'm assuming the public transit, but it's pretty good when it's not winter. I don't know.
And also that it's the most boring town in all of Sweden.
It has pretty bad bars and a really terrible music scene.
Horrible music scene.
God, it's bad. Yeah, anyway. There was a man who commented on the Bologna organs being bizarre, which I agree with. And also, he wants to reinstall Civ 5 because we talked about it. So great. We just wasted like 200 more hours of your time, sir.
You'll thank us later.
Hey, I want to buy the Civ 5 too, so...
It's quality time in the company of Civ 5.
He commented on our chaotic solid chat. He said, I laughed like hell at Happy Man's constant Skywar interjection attempt for 5 minutes straight trying to get a word in. And finally, when it did get a word in, they moved on within the minutes. Yeah, fuck you guys.
We've you all been try. There, Happy Man.
Dude, like, when it's something that everybody has an opinion on, except Sean in that case.
Very difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's also, like, there's no body language involved, so you can't tell when someone's about to talk. So that's pretty much what you have to do. You have to just try and interject in order to, you know, when you want to say something. Because you can't tell when somebody wants to talk or not. I think maybe we should be using some other program, like, in addition to Mumble, so we can, like, virtually raise our hands when we want to talk or something.
What if some of us podcast naked, Happy Man? Did you think that one through?
Oh, no.
I don't see any problem with that.
Wes used to stream naked, I think. Or was that someone else?
I think it was Wes that used to stream naked. I think he still does, actually.
There you go.
Mr. One caught that IT crowd reference. I don't know. I'm assuming it was you, Catsman.
You need to watch the IT crowd. I love that you knew it was me.
Display last night,
Cats. Ludicrous, you might say.
Ludicrous, that's the one.
Adam TM comments that the video game pilot was called Demo back in my days.
Yeah.
You see, that's not the same thing.
I agree and I don't. What he means by video game pilot is that you make, like, the first few levels of the game before you make anything else to show it to, I'm assuming, a publisher? Or maybe he's talking about, like, release it as a demo to the public.
Release it for, like, $10 or something.
Yeah. I guess it would work for episodic games, but I don't know. The thing is that you have to completely change the development schedule. You have to bring in voice actors way earlier. You have to do so much shit that you would normally do in post-production.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Do it, like, or very early in production. That's probably why nobody will pick it up.
Well, Kojima might try. He's been known to do weirder things.
Yeah,
I made a joke,
they don't even make demos now because it will spoil the story, as Tomb Raider developers said.
I missed
what?
Yeah, they said that. We're not releasing a demo of Tomb Raider. It will spoil the story.
That's the stupidest excuse.
Yeah, I know. It's like the first, 20 minutes of the game? How are you going to spoil? It's like, I think we also said that when we were talking about it before. It was going to be like Metal Gear Solid 2, where you play as Lara Croft for the first 20 minutes, and the rest of it you just play as Tomb Raider. No, what's his name? Uncharted Man?
Uncharted Man. He plays Tomb Raider Girl, but no, it's really Uncharted Man.
So Sarah
that
corrected
was 20%
us.
Less boobs.
So Sarah corrected us. It was Civ 2 where Elvis was your culture advisor, and he dressed us differently for each time period.
Nice.
Which I should probably find pictures of because I'm kind of curious. I don't... And finally, there's one from our own GLA website, which was pretty great. It's by Dan. He said, I was listening to this while resting my head during a lecture. During a lecture? Come on, man. And during that rest, you decided to... the Bologna fetish portion happened. With my media player on the lowest setting, people were still able to hear the gradual build-up of section to the point where things got uncomfortable with them. Thanks.
Well done, Cats.
You're welcome.
You see, if you'd listened to the podcast, you would know that during the Bologna organ section, it starts playing bizarre music in the background, and then the volume of the order gets louder and louder and louder as it's going along. So I'm just imagining some poor guy in, like, a really boring lecture, just like, and suddenly it starts getting louder, and his classmates hear it go, and then the words cuts coming through. Starts coming through. I'm very sorry. It's because I've got humbugs in my mouth. I promise.
Yeah.
3 minutes was not enough, it would seem.
Catsman responded on the site and said, wow, I'm genuinely an asshole.
I agree.
You're an asshole for even reading that thing.
A middle picture of me, like, that guy will forever be known as Bologna Organs Guy. And it's my fault.
Organs Guy. Let's be honest.
It'll be
what if he becomes a serial killer because of this?
Oh.
I just imagine him just like putting headphones on his victims while I tied them and go, just listen to this, and it just slowly builds.
Time for the news. Catsman, do you want to start with yours? Because mine are all bad news.
I don't have any news.
What about Transistor?
Oh, yeah. Can we talk about Transistor? Because we didn't talk about that last time, and I fucking moderately enjoyed Bastion. So I'm sure I'll be moderately enjoying this
Bastion
game.
Bastion was boss hog, man. It was a good game.
Bastion was absolutely fantastic.
I enjoyed it. Didn't finish, but I enjoyed what I played.
Ending is like the best part.
Dude, it's like 5 hours long. Come on, dude.
I know.
It's not a long game.
It's in my backlog. My huge, gigantic backlog, which will never get finished ever.
Yeah, I have a huge, gigantic backlog, and yet I still have time to play endless amounts of Team Fortress 2 and Civ 5. I'm a horrible person.
Yep.
Don't forget Final Fantasy 8.
Yeah, I've got that as well.
No, you don't have to finish that game.
Yes, I do.
I did, and I regretted it.
I regret nothing.
No, it took me 50 hours, and I used to walk through in parts.
50 hours? Wow.
Yeah.
I was able to finish that Final Fantasy, but I can't get through the first 10 hours in 13. God help me.
It's a
fucking side quest in that dungeon where you have to go all the way down and get that, what's it called, Omega weapon? Or is that in 7? He's called something weapon, ultimate something. You have to go through like 3 floors, and there's a random encounter every 12 steps, and every random encounter is as strong as a boss, and it takes forever.
That could be Final Fantasy VIII.
Why didn't you just learn the no encounter skill from Diablo?
It's a good question.
There's a no encounter skill?
There is a skill in the game.
No, I don't know. No.
Correct.
I used the no encounter skill, but it doesn't help for those guys.
Okay, so it's a scripted thing.
Yeah, in side quest dungeons, you can't use the no encounter skill.
Okay.
Dots, also, the first 10 hours of Final Fantasy 13 is basically the rest of the game.
Oh, poor my boy. He's trying to talk so
hard. Yeah, my boy was informing us about no encounter skill.
Someone should just forget about themselves and just do everything he says.
I didn't introduce my boy, but he's in the chat. His mic doesn't work, but he's listening in. I think he's pretty mad at us. Anyway, the news. Oh, right.
Oh, wow.
Hang on. No,
Transistor.
We're
getting back
about
to the topic of good games.
I love that. I was like, we didn't talk about Transistor all last podcast. Let's talk about Transistor. And then someone immediately goes on a long rant about Final Fantasy.
Yeah. I fucking hate that game. I'm sorry.
I'm streaming it, and no one wants to watch me stream it, it would seem.
So anyway, yeah, there was like a demo, and I've seen someone playing it, and there's some
girl.
Oh,
there was a demo? I didn't know that shit.
No, someone played a demo. It's not a publicly available one.
Oh, I see.
They demoed it. Anyway, someone played it, and there's like some girl who was a singer, and her voice got stolen, and then there's a sword, and the sword is Logan Cunningham, because Logan Cunningham. They couldn't make another game and not bring him back to do every single voice in it.
For the uninitiated, he is the narrator in Bastion.
I don't know if like doing the same thing again will be as cool as the first time.
Yeah, but it's I don't know, because I sort of agree with you, because it looks very similar at the outset, but I don't think they're dumb enough to just make Bastion with a sci-fi setting.
I haven't watched anything about it, though. I've just been really lazy.
So from the looks of it, there's like, you know, there's a sword and there's weird enemies, and there's instead of like Bastion's thing, which was, I don't know, what game would you describe Bastion's combat as being like? Like those top-down games you get where you hack and slash.
Isometric action RPG?
Isometric action RPG. That just rolls off the tongue.
It does, doesn't it?
You can put it into, like, you can, like, stop time, and then you can, like, trace out a route that you want to attack the enemy, and then you, like, start time again, and it does it. I'm not quite sure how it works. It looks kind of weird.
Yeah, it didn't really make that clear from the trailer.
It sounds cool, though. I like that.
It does sound cool.
So but it's like what every time stop game does?
Not really.
I don't know. It looks, because it looks like a weird fusion of time stop and real time. Sort of like VAT, but not shit.
Isn't the narrator actually the sword you use?
Yeah. That's why I said that. Come on. You'll be tested on the contents of this podcast at the end. Oh, and the soundtrack. Oh my god, the soundtrack is amazing.
Is it like techno and stuff? Because
no, it's not techno.
I don't know. I was saying that.
Everything's wub.
Yeah, but just because like
replace the whole soundtrack with wub step.
Bastion had like old timey sort of Wild Westy sort of.
Exactly.
Bastion had fantastic music. Jesus Christ,
it did.
And they brought back the fantastic music people because this, I think.
Isn't there just one guy that made the music for Bastion?
Yeah, I like the sound even more in this game than Bastion's from what I've heard of it. Sounds amazing.
I still haven't beat Bastion.
Oh my god! Taco Man.
You should.
Oh, I just didn't get into it very much.
Oh. I enjoyed what I played.
Come on, Taco Man.
Positive podcast.
This isn't the positive podcast anymore. No, I can scorn things as much as I like.
I played Bastion on a laptop with one of these, whatchamacallit, not a mouse, but like mouse
trackpad.
Yeah.
You poor man.
And I still enjoyed the crap out of that game.
You poor man. I know a guy who plays Left 4 Dead like that.
Ugh.
How?
I don't know.
Badly, I'm guessing.
Other people that play video games with trackballs. That's fun.
Oh no!
I thought trackballs are meant to be like super duper pro.
No, they're pretty fun to use, but they're not really super pro. No,
I disagree that they're fun to use.
I
didn't know people still use trackballs until like I saw a picture of one, and it was like it was like a regular mouse, but there was like a trackball on the side of it, like not even like facing upward, like on the side.
Oh,
why would
yeah,
you
I've
put it
those.
There?
They're not too bad
for people
can,
who just aren't
put it between
quite
your thumb
dedicated
and forefinger.
To them.
So.
In 3D design, we use trackballs, and there's a brand called Spaceball. That's all I had to contribute,
can you tell us about oils?
No.
What do you mean, no? I want to hear about whatever oil it is you talk about sometimes when I ignore you.
Looks like that mouse has a tumor.
Disgusting. Disgusting. A hybrid mouse. Wait, so does that have like?
Oh god!
Does that have like a laser or something on the bottom in addition to the ball? Oh!
It does look pretty disgusting. It looks like it's in pain. Although moving the ball. Around,
although right,
that's the
what
dumbest
if you had a
mouse,
mouse
I've ever seen.
What if you had a mouse, right, where you moved it around and it moved around like normal? It had a trackball, right? And when you move the trackball, the pointer moves in another dimension.
It's a mix between a mouse and a Super Bowl. It's more a mix between shit and shit.
Super Bowl. Okay.
What's a Super Bowl?
It's a ball that you throw really fast and it bounces back really fast.
It's super.
Can it bounce forever?
Yeah. It's made of rubber.
That's super.
Okay.
What? How did this get brought up again?
Yeah, anyone else got a transistor?
Anything about oils? I thought people would care more about transistor. Obviously not.
Clearly not.
Well, I don't think we have enough say yet, really.
Yeah,
we don't have that much on it right now.
It looks cool. That's the end of it. Okay.
Looks cool, I'll buy it.
It's all going to go downhill from here, because it's all bad news now. So get ready.
Yay!
No.
So the first one, Disney shuts down LucasArts.
Good.
Did they even give like a reason for it, other than
it,
like
well, they weren't
making
any money?
We want to try and save money.
All the talented people from LucasArts were gone eons ago.
Yep.
Why do you think we got The Force Unleashed?
Never played. Can't
they
comment.
Had plenty of great Star Wars type franchises to, you know, Star Wars game franchises that already existed that they could have resurrected, but no, they went and made a new one, and it was edgy and too deep for me.
Boy.
I'm not really.
Aren't all the best Star Wars games actually not made by LucasArts themselves as well?
Super Star Wars.
True.
Super Star Wars is a good game.
I played the Star Wars arcade game in a bar in Leeds. It was awesome. Like the one from the 80s with all the vector graphics. That game's the shit.
That's a pretty good game.
I don't remember that. I remember seeing it when I was a kid, but my grandparents never let me play it because it was too expensive.
I'm not,
oh, man.
To be clear, I'm not really pissed. Like, no, holy, shut down LucasArts because they haven't made a good game in a while. But I'm just kind of somber because they made some good games.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I hate Capcom now, but if they shut down, I'd be like, man, Mega Man X was a good game. Or it's wait, not I'm not saying
Capcom right now, be,
the games they made.
By the asset.
But I have a question. Will they still make Star Wars games? Will there still be Star Wars games around? I mean,
Disney, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Disney will get
they're
going to
milk it. They've got new Star Wars films on the way, so of course they're going to make new games.
Disney used to make decent licensed games as well.
They used to give their license to Capcom, and Capcom would make decent licensed games.
Oh, true. Kingdom Hearts count.
Kingdom Hearts is not a good game.
Kingdom Hearts isn't even a game. It's just an extended fan fiction that somehow became interactive.
I agree. But before we move on, I would just like to, you know, what was your favorite LucasArts game? Let's reminisce.
Loom, obviously.
I'm fond of Day of the Tentacle.
Yeah, I'm probably going to say Day of the Tentacle.
I haven't played the adventure games, really, no.
You haven't played a single adventure game?
Properly, no, I don't think so. They're before my time, you know. I don't know.
I always found point clicks kind of boring, mostly because I suck at them.
I only play games for the story, I'm not going to lie. So, well, most games.
Grim Fandango is my favorite.
That's a cool game.
I love Grim Fandango. Everybody should play Grim Fandango.
It doesn't work on new operating systems. I'm so mad.
Then somebody should make it work.
I have kind of trouble with adventure games too. Like there's some loopy things you have to do in Day of the Tentacle. There's a time travel thing going on. Like one of you guys is in like old colonial times, one guy is in the present, and one guy is in the future. And so what you have to do is go to the guy in the past and you get a bottle of wine there and you put it in Thomas Jefferson's time capsule. And then in the future, you go dig it up and you have vinegar. And then you use that vinegar for a part. You send it back and then you have vinegar in the past. But I didn't know that you can that alcohol turns into vinegar if you leave it long enough. So
They do assume a basic... Oh, I say basic. They do assume a level of knowledge for these games.
Yeah, I'm very stupid. And so
some of the puzzles are really impossible, basically, if you don't understand what they're asking of you.
Yeah, boy posted in chat the LucasArts games made. And yeah, Kinect Star Wars and Angry Birds Star Wars. Well, way to go.
They also did Republic Commando and some of the Star Wars. I don't know if they did, like, TIE Fighter or... not, but yeah, they did some decent games.
Battlefront.
Battlefront. Rebellion Games did that.
It's under the list of LucasArts games.
They
so
just
I'm counting it.
They published it.
I'm counting it.
Develop it.
I'm counting it.
Rogue Squadron and Co., I guess.
They published
it. I was getting that. They made Rogue Squadron, right?
No, that would have been, what's their name, Factor 5 or something stupid?
Yeah, there was a Rogue Leader for the GameCube too. That was an alright game.
Rogue Leader's fantastic.
They published Mercenaries: Playground of Destruction. That was a fun game.
It was.
It was a sequel.
Was quite
fun. Yeah, sequel was pretty good too. I had it on the PlayStation.
Empire at War,
the game.
Pretty
Empire at War. Good gracious.
Well, just space battles for now.
On the other hand, I've just seen Star Wars Yoda stories on here. I had a shareware version of that when I was a kid.
What on earth was that?
And it was fucking terrible. It was absolutely awful. It's like some kid would make it in Visual Basic as like a fan game.
Really?
Yeah.
What was
it?
It
was like a tile-based top-down game. I never
I'm
found
looking at
any
some screenshots
combat or
right
any
now.
Pub.
It looks a bit like a roguelike, a tiny bit.
It looks like it didn't play like a roguelike, though. I can tell you that it just played like ass. Fuck you, LucasArts. I'm glad you're dead.
Oh,
you didn't even make Battlefront.
They could have published it.
Well, it does also mean that Star Wars 1313 or whatever it is now sort of defunct.
Oh yeah, yeah. That game looked interesting.
It looked like it was going to be Uncharted.
Did we even see any gameplay of that? I saw lots of concepts.
There was some brief gameplay.
Lots of pictures, but...
Was it E3?
Wasn't it E3 last year?
Wasn't it just like Star Wars, the third-person shooter?
Star Wars with Uncharted, pretty much, yeah.
Well, the new Battlefront was supposed to be just Call of Duty.
Oh.
Yeah, thank God the back member.
So maybe it's good. Maybe it's good it's dead.
Did LucasArts have anything to do with Knights of the Old Republic?
No, I don't. No, that was BioWare.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was BioWare.
Knights was
back when BioWare was like a reliable company.
Maybe LucasArts isn't as big of a loss as everybody thinks then.
Hey, man. Monkey Island.
Monkey Island, but Monkey Island was kind of done with.
Well, they haven't made good games now, but I'm just saying, they made a lot of good games, and I thought we could run this on a little bit.
But I consider LucasArts and Lucasfilm Games two different companies in my head.
Oh, yeah.
Back when they released all the good adventure games, they were LucasArts
were adventure, and then Lucasfilm Games were like, here, make Star Wars games for the rest of eternity and include the canon from the prequels.
And then advertise, what was it? They started making a really good looking Indiana Jones game, and then they just went, nah, Force Unleashed, man.
Oh, I remember that, yeah. The E4 engine looked fucking good.
Yeah,
exactly.
Did that look good?
It did look good, yes.
Are you sure?
The tech looked good.
They had
that Euphoria engine.
It wasn't motion capture tech. What was it? It was
Euphoria. You know, it was like people would dynamically grab stuff and shit like that.
It looked funny when you fall down the stairs engine.
Yeah, that.
Didn't Fahrenheit use the Euphoria engine?
I think it was a bit after that.
GTA is on the Euphoria engine, isn't it? I think.
Yeah.
GTA 4, right? Yeah.
But it was to make people react more realistically. When stuff was going on, and it looked really good because they had some—I don't know what it was. It was like a fist fight on top of a bus that was moving down a road or something, and it looked really impressive at the time. That's all I remember about it. And they went, "No, we're not going to make any Indiana Jones games because we suck." And then Uncharted got there before them. Because Uncharted is basically Indiana Jones games.
Yep.
I played the old Indiana Jones, and the Emperor's Tomb. It was pretty fucking bitchin'.
I played the one on Super Nintendo.
The whip was overpowered.
Yeah, I played Super Indiana Jones, which is really good.
Yeah,
really
like,
hard, but really
has
good.
Levels from like all the movies.
Yeah, yeah.
It's great.
It's basically like Castlevania. That was my opinion of it at the time.
Yeah, it even has that part where Indy shoots the swordsman.
Yes.
God, it's great.
It's fantastic. That was JVC, I think, or something stupid. I don't know who made that, but... I have the cartridge somewhere.
Mine's gone. One.
Okay, let's move on to the next piece of news here. I don't even know how to approach this. This is a Kotaku article, so.
Oh, gracious.
Lordy Lord.
We're reporting on this. We're spreading the plague.
First, let me explain the backstory to this. There's this game called Guacamelee, and I saw the preview trailer when it was announced, and it looked really cool. Like a Metroidvania game with like Mexican pro wrestlers and all this like Mexican lore stuff.
I think I know where this is going.
Yeah, and then it came out, and it's filled with internet memes. Now...
Literally,
of course.
Filled.
Yeah, I watched a 15-minute preview, and there was so many. There's a move called the dashing derp derp. There's posters of Bachelor Frog and Megusta on the walls.
Why?
There's so much stuff, but
yeah, there's like billboards are just nothing but like memes dressed up as sort of Mexican Spanish.
Well, no, there's a bunch of
why?
No. Listen, shut up.
You're very nice when
no,
you
No, stop
this
screaming.
Podcast.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm not starving. Barely muttering.
No.
It was
there's some of them that I'm a wreck with. Like, there are some posters. There are, like, video game characters that are dressed up as pro. No, like, pro wrestlers that are supposed to look like video game characters. And it's like advertising matches between them. That's kind of cool. I'm all right with that.
I think the difference is all the good ones are when it's like references to games, and then all the bad ones are when they go to internet memes where just like has the spy with all the cigarettes in his mouth and
yeah, like
just
there's
random Mexican.
There's a post. I'll send you a link. Hold on. There's a, yeah, what is it?
Can you run Stop Fierce?
I don't know what that is.
He doesn't know what it is. He doesn't play Street Fighter, Shawnee, so don't even try.
All right, here's the problem, right? You can reference something, and you can make a joke out of it, and it's funny, right? Or you can just say, hey, we heard this was popular on the internet. Aren't we amusing for showing you it without even making any kind of joke or effort at all?
The point I'm making is not, they used memes. I'm going to approach this from a slightly different angle. First, I'm going to send the link to the article to you. Because, of course, Kotaku loves this. This, like, Christian Winston Chandler-looking dude made an article called The Many Memes, References, and Homages of Guacamelee. And it's just screenshots of the game with, like, the meme picture in question next to him. But there's some, like, there's a statue of a monkey, and he's like, oh, it's Samba de Amigo. Or there's an owl statue. Oh, it's the owl statues from Legend of Zelda. Like, he's...
Isn't it that you pick up your power? Like, you get, like, new moves and abilities from Chozo statues, and they're actually called Chozo statues, and they look exactly like Chozo statues?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, it's not even a reference anymore. It's like they just blatantly use Chozo statues.
Anyway, here's the thing.
You should know where this is from because it's a video game.
Here is my point. Yeah. Here's my point. You go first.
Sorry. My boy just made a point. He's asking if Happy Man, your point is that it isn't inventive or creative. Or
no, that's not what I was getting to at all.
Okie dokie.
Imagine someone... in 20 years playing this game.
It's like, wow, people in 20 years from now look stupid. And they still don't have flying cars. Jesus.
How are they going to play this? Isn't this like a PS3 downloadable title? Isn't
it's, PS4 only, it's also for the PC, gonna... isn't it?
Is it?
It's a Vita game.
Implying Vita wouldn't be alive in 20 years.
Vita isn't alive now.
Precisely. It's not even born yet.
But people are still going to get references to, like, that Salvador Dali painting with the melting clocks.
Yeah, but, like, there's a whole bunch of stuff on the internet now that references things that have, like, no lasting value.
That didn't have value to begin with.
Yeah, that's true also. But, like, compare this to... We're going to go back to the Tentacle, which is a game that made actual jokes. Like, that game is 20 years old this year. We can still play that. We can still get the jokes, but this game has no jokes. It's all just references to random things.
Yeah, it's not actual jokes. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, the game was sort of just developed as like a quick cash grab.
Now, the comparison I'm going to make is, I don't know if any of you have seen the movie Swingers.
No. Sounds shit.
It's actually a decent movie. It's from 1996. But in that movie, they use weird slang. They always say money. Like, they refer to good things as money. Like, you're so money, that's so money. And at the time they made that movie, it sounded cool, I guess. But now it sounds dumb.
And that's so, just the same as saying, oh, that shit's cash.
Yeah, or, like, really, there's a whole bunch of stuff from the 90s where they call things, like, surfer slang, like, gnarly and tubular.
You mean people don't use those words anymore?
Yeah, or like bad 90s hip hop where they call things deaf or fat with a PH. It's the same.
Oh god, fat.
Yeah, fat with a PH, that word.
Crunk. I use the word crunk on a semi daily basis.
What does crunk even mean? I don't understand.
Crunk.
It's crunk.
Crunk.
You know, crunk.
This has been a great explanation for crunk. In a way, befitting of something that's crunk.
I still don't.
That just tells you how to apply crunk, not what it is.
Mm. It's not my fault you don't understand dictionary definitions.
I don't know, man. I'm just saying. Sounds more of an application, not a...
I thought that definition was pretty crunk to me.
Boy, I think swingers are like people who have lots of sex with other people.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Swing is like people that are open relationships, basically.
Yeah, that's...
The name of the movie is not a reference to that. It's a reference to, like, dudes who try to bring back the swing movement of the 30s. Just to clarify... I wasn't watching softcore porn or anything.
Yeah. Okay, Dodd's posted a good definition of crunk. Thank you, Dodds. Adjective of a person very excited or full of energy.
Get so that's
crunked.
Why I say
raw hip hop.
So that's Thank why you, I Dodds. Say I get crunked when I get drunk.
You don't though. You're just the same person you always are.
That is not true.
That is totally true.
That is not true.
I was talking to you recently when you were drunk and you were just like miserable.
Boy, I thought Johnny was lovely all the time.
He is lovely all the time.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Okay. Let's move on to something that pisses me off equally, if not more. But Kotaku, please write proper news articles, and internet, please make jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, so...
Kotaku will never write a decent game article.
No.
They're a blog.
God, I really hate Kotaku. Anyway, so there's the site called The Consumerist, which is a good site, and every year they run a poll called Worst Company in America. And they give them an actual award, the company who wins. There's like a tournament bracket. You get to vote on each bracket, and the company who wins it all is declared to be the worst company in America. So last year, a bunch of stupid nerds made EA win, and they were declared the worst company in America. This year it happened again.
So you would think EA would learn something from this.
No,
they would learn that they're literally worse than Bank of America.
Okay, so first of all, EA's response. Hold on, let me find it.
Oh God, EA's response.
Yeah, this
well,
is
EA's
the best
response
bit.
Something
yes.
about
yeah,
you
here we
hate
go.
EA just because we love gay people so much.
In the past years, we have received thousands of emails and postcards protesting against EA for allowing players to create LGBT characters in our games.
What?
This week
they're literally
we're
blaming it on misogynists.
I was pausing for laugh track.
Good luck. Can someone put a Big Bang Theory laugh track in that?
No, please don't. Speaking of internet memes, anyway, this week seeing posts on conservative websites urging people to protest our LGBT policy by voting EA the worst company in America.
What conservative
website? Of all people, they blame conservatives. That last one is particularly telling. If that's what makes us the worst company, bring it on, because we're not caving on that.
Oh, fuck you, EA. Fuck you.
They don't even know how to do damage control properly anymore. Yeah, so
they're trying
Christ.
To spin it around.
They also blame Madden fans for voting them because they didn't like what player they put on the cover of the new Madden.
So, first off, fuck you, EA. That was terrible. But second of all, fuck you, 4chan and Reddit people who voted EA to be the worst company in America. They are not the worst company in America.
Bank of America.
There are companies that actually matter to people. Like, that actually have a huge effect on people's lives when they fuck shit up.
What about all the companies that run private prisons?
Yeah, what about all the fucking pharmaceutical companies? What about FedEx, PayPal, Salome, Bank of America?
Pharmaceutical companies who are selling people for selling generic drugs that are 10 times cheaper than theirs and do exactly the same thing.
Just so this isn't one side, I'm going to step onto the other side
Insurance companies who don't pay out when someone needs emergency treatment and people die.
Yep.
Before this whole EA worst company in the America thing came along, other companies were winning it, and we haven't
winning
heard,
is a word.
They, half of them haven't even gave a reply or even like raised the eyebrow to it. Mm-hmm. And many people are aware of these problems, whereas EA, so there isn't much awareness around it. You know, like they're just a game company, they create games. You know, so although they're not the worst company, they're probably one of the ones that are least known for being big asses outside of the gaming community. So, you know, I think this is sort of helping create a bit of awareness that, you know, some of these tactics they use with companies isn't really that nice.
But my problem is not with EA. My problem is with the people whose apparently entire world is constructed around video games. They don't care about anything that's in video games. And so they think, oh, EA is the worst company in America. I don't even know what these other companies are. That's what I'm assuming.
What gets me, though, is that clearly there were enough votes to swing it in EA's, in their favour, so that they won the award. Clearly not enough people care about these other companies that are shitting up the environment or shitting up life for people. And no one cares enough to vote. So if you get enough people to vote, Then surely they deserve the award?
Yeah, the only people who care about internet votes are fucking nerds. That's why.
Exactly.
Well, this is it,
and that's why EA won the golden poo.
Then it's not so much the people that voted that are at fault, but the whole system in question that you're talking about, because it's not suited for getting the answer concerned.
Yeah, it's just because basically they got loads and loads of PR last year, and
yeah,
there was
exactly.
a massive buzz about the fact that EA was put in it by gaming sites, and these yeah. gaming sites were viewed by majillions of people who yeah. didn't like, really have any opinion on the poll.
Yep.
Other than about video games, maybe they weren't even American and thus didn't recognize a lot of the American companies. And that's how it turned out.
See, that's another thing is that it's a worldwide poll. It's not strictly limited to Americans, is it?
Yeah.
And, you know, as someone who's not an American, but close by, it's like, well, EA affects me, but, you know, Goldman Sachs doesn't.
I think Goldman Sachs affected everyone.
Well, I mean, yeah, it fucks the economy over. I guess that's a bad point then, but I mean, really, it's just easier for people outside of the country who aren't hit as hard, especially, you know, people who use the internet and this is like their, you know, that's their social net stuff is, you know, video games, right?
We're just the majority of people that aren't the ones that get affected by these because they're not old enough.
No. Well, that's the other thing too, is probably most of the people voting are, you know, between the ages of, I don't know, like 16 and, you know, 28.
Exactly. That's, the average gamer yeah. is 16 to 28, straight white male, the easiest difficulty setting there is.
Oh my god.
Have you checked your privilege today?
Did you know being East Indian is actually the easiest difficulty setting in Canada or in British Columbia right now? That or Persian?
I just think you guys are forgetting that Mass Effect killed children, so yeah, EA is the worst company.
Oh, no.
The death?
Excuse me? We
killed a child in a cinematic that was kind of like, oh.
Yeah, yeah, they do that.
Mass Effect
well,
3,
don't
come
worry,
on.
Don't worry, it was
yeah, but
a
they gave those
child.
Cupcakes
it's
to
fine.
The orphans, remember? That totally makes up for it, because cupcakes.
You can kill kids in Fallout 2, and no one gives a shit.
I can think of better things.
Unless you're in Germany.
Cupcakes.
Yeah. Killing one child's a bad thing. I hate to see what fucking Metal Gear 5 is going to be like. Holy crap. It's going to be like an orphanage slaughterhouse.
Let's hope so.
Orphans.
Well, I don't know. Call of Duty, what was it, Modern Warfare 3 had blowing up London with a dirty bomb or something stupid. The way that yeah. they communicated that to the player was having like a tourist take a photo of their wife and child as the bomb went off.
Good.
So,
I hate London.
For your own amusement, Cass, you should have a look at the screenshot of that because it is so British. So British.
Isn't it
there's
set
like four
up so
black
like the two
cabs,
streets don't even
five
exist.
Red phone boxes, all sorts of good stuff going
didn't
on.
Didn't they
there?
Also just stick like London Ben in the middle of nowhere with
Big
no
ben.
Signs that you were near it?
London Ben.
There's Big London Ben
off
in
the distance.
This is the
first time you've gotten its name wrong, Doug. I'm sorry.
I can't help it. I'm too busy thinking about the right moment to get my thing in about like my votes being biased. Is that a good time
yeah.
to do it?
Yeah,
it just goes
go
to show
it,
how
God.
These votes are kind of, you know, actually not really that accurate, because this is like the second time I've seen it this month. I don't know if any of you paid attention, but on Classic FM, they do like a Hall of Fame, and there was like a campaign to get video game music up there, because, you know, some of it is classical by definition. And a Final Fantasy theme, Aerith's theme or whatever, got into number 3 and knocked Beethoven out of the top 5, and lots of old people got really
oh
mad.
Oh my god.
But that's not proper classical.
No, it isn't.
Well, what do you define as classical, then?
I wouldn't
Nerds.
Mind if
it's
it was
interesting you say
classical.
That. There's actually some really good articles on the person who's behind that, and he's actually... The guy behind it is a gaming journalist who basically phones people up and tells them to vote for it. So, and he's been doing this for a while.
Who phones people for internet polls?
What? I've been following like the campaign on like,
he
the
emails
Facebook.
And phones people in the gaming community and at radio stations and whatever else and says, look, I'm trying to get this done. Can you do this? Because he's really passionate about video game music, essentially. It's actually interesting to read the what happened behind it. There's a Eurogamer article, I think, on it somewhere that might be worth a read. But I don't think there's anything particularly wrong with it. I mean, lots of music fits that kind of that bill I mean, not in terms of classical, in terms of age, but in terms of the genre of music that you're listening to.
Okay, yeah. I'll get this out of the way now. If you're one of those people who plays games that have music in them, but turns the music off and plays their own music, then fuck you, seriously. Yeah, fuck you.
I don't do that. There are a couple of times that I will and stuff like Street Fighter and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if it's something you've played loads before,
exactly.
Or something that's like an online
game,
or something grinding. That just has like ambient background music, then that's fine. But if you're starting up a single player game where some composer's gone to all the effort of making a nice soundtrack for you, fucking play your own shit over it, then shut
up. But why would someone do that?
No, but I need my Avenged Sevenfold.
Exactly. It's always people who listen to Avenged Sevenfold. That's the other thing.
What's Avenged Sevenfold? I've never heard.
Never mind.
You don't want to know, Mal.
Just a really overrated band.
No, I do.
But they're overrated.
Rob Dyer still has an anti-flag t-shirt.
I don't listen to the music.
And it's like a picture of the American flag, but the flagpoles are bars of the prison, and then there's a little man in the prison.
Isn't it a panda in the prison?
It's not. That's his other shirt.
Over edgy.
He only has two shirts. I saw him once wear the same shirt for 3 days in a row. I think that's definitely true.
I gotta say, for two shirts only.
I gotta say, Avenged Sevenfold is still better than Pierce the Noun.
I don't even know
who's
what
that
is.
No, Pierce the Noun. Bless the Fall.
Nope.
John Lester here.
Fall? What the fuck kind of names are
I don't know rock bands
it's
that like hearing
names,
Guitar
like
Hero.
Sid the Whale or Young the Giant. What the fuck kind of names are these? Why can't people have proper names like, you know,
Andre
Iron
the
Maiden
Giant
or Black Sabbath or fucking Creedence Clearwater Revival Project?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
I like CCR, man. They're good.
My situation.
We're going to be called The Mistakes of Pythagoras. Like, you know, Pythagoras was a scholar, and he discovered that the hypotenuse of the triangle was a sum of the root of the squares of the other side, but Pythagoras made a mistake, and his mistakes live on to this day.
Oh my god.
That's dark.
Three deep five me.
Yeah, exactly.
Are those the lyrics to your song?
No, those are shit lyrics.
I thought you were just one of these singers that just said the words.
I hate singers that just say the
words. Spoken word?
Like, the Kaiser Chiefs wonder why no one recognizes them in public. It's because they need to fucking learn to sing and stop shouting.
Wait, you don't like William Shatner?
I like Kaiser Chiefs.
Wait, is it the Kaiser Chiefs or is it a different... No, it's the Kaiser Chiefs, yeah. Fucking learn to sing, assholes. I hate you so much.
You're shitting on William Shatner, Rocket Man? Come on.
What I listen to it nowadays is just video game music and Slam Jam, like, remixes.
I don't fucking listen to that now.
I listen to weird alternative rock bands from Nottingham.
Dude, I'm damaged by Space Jam remixes, like...
Space Jam and Fresh Prince.
Happy, you damaged me with Space Jam.
No, like, when I hear a video game song that goes in 4x4, I automatically start playing the Space Jam thing in my head.
The worst one for that was Smo and Ornstein from Dark Souls. Jesus Christ.
Music, please. A Space Jam remix.
Everybody get up. It's time to slam.
Time to slam down.
No, it's slam now. God damn.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I think. Yeah.
Johnny, go listen to the Space Jam theme right now.
Hey, you, what you gonna do? Hey, you, what you gonna do?
What you gonna do? All right, people in the house, let's go. It's your boy JC, right? So.
I think I.
Work the body, make sure you don't hurt nobody.
Yeah,
I'm losing my mind. Keep receiving it overtime. Hey DJ, turn it up. You see, burn it up.
Yeah, you guys really have listened to that fucking song too much.
I know.
Song, Taka Man. It's many. Songs.
I know all the lyrics.
He's deeply in love with this song. Deeply, ever since Charles Barkley.
No, seriously, sometimes I just, when I'm, like, really bored, I'm like, I'm going to go onto YouTube and search for random game Space Jam remixes. And then
like
I get
a playlist
stuck there
with,
for, like, 3 hours.
Okay,
I found a playlist with, like, 200-plus tracks and just listened to that for, like, a year.
Before we move on, what's your favorite Space Jam remix?
Oh, that's easy.
Bolt-related.
Slam of the North Star. Best one, by far.
Oh, that is a good one.
I do like that one.
Mine's the one with Tengen Toppiger and Lagan.
Master this is super like grand. Good, juice. Quite fucking good.
I still think the Cave Story OST with Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince. Oh yeah.
There's a great one with
perfectly together
with DMX and Famous Tank Engine. That's a good one.
I've heard
that one as well.
Snoop Dogg and
Kirby
is pretty good.
Yeah.
They drop it like it's hot with Kirby.
That one is so awesome. I see great nerd with my friends every time. If a nigga get an attitude, pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Got the Romeo on
and I'm pouring Sean down and I roll the best weed because I got it going on. This one has, that's a Space Jam remix with a... Space Jam remix with Super Mario Brothers, like the a remix of the Mario Brothers theme from Mario Galaxy 2, and it's that with Space Jam. But halfway through, it starts going to the. You got it. It's the Mario.
Well, now I'm listening to Kirby and Snoop Dogg remixes. Well done, Happy Man.
Catsman, do you want to do the last part about Microsoft's director?
I don't really have anything written down on it, but yeah. So that this
lose
guy
your job in two easy steps.
How to lose your job in two easy steps?
One, I have a link.
Support something asinine and stupid. Two, use arguments that don't make any sense. Like, your printer doesn't work without electricity. That thing that it's totally vital for printers to have to work. Therefore, the Xbox shouldn't work without the internet. This thing that consoles have worked without since the dawn of time, before even chairs were invented.
Everything's always on now.
My
you
favorite
wouldn't
bit
download
is,
a car.
My favorite bit is when someone asked him, you lived in LA, San Francisco, Seattle, very connected places. Try living in Janesville or Blacksburg. And he said, why on earth would I live there?
That is the
like,
most
what Microsoft should have done is just send him to the regional offices there. That's what should have happened.
And now he is left, right?
So for those who don't know, amid rumors that Microsoft's next console will be like always online and everything will be online and you won't be able to like sell your games on it at all, this guy comes out and starts defending the shit out of always online systems, even though they're universally hated by consumers.
2 weeks after the release of SimCity.
2 weeks after the release of the most disastrous always online game possibly ever.
I hope it's the worst subject to choose at the worst fucking time possible.
I hope Microsoft learns more.
I'm glad he lost his job. People like that shouldn't be allowed to use Twitter.
No, if you're
in
a professional position,
should not be allowed to use Twitter at all.
No,
exactly. He was representing his entire company, and even like almost confirming stuff by continuing the conversation
okay,
about
any American
it.
Person.
I need to hear Kojima's Twitter. My favorite Kojima tweet was when he said one morning. Good morning. Oh, the tears won't stop falling since I woke. And everyone
I've
was like,
say this like
yeah,
five times now.
I love
happy.
It. Everyone was like, oh, Mr. Kojima, are you sad? What's going on? But it was just like some medical condition that he had. He was like taking eye drops or something.
He literally has like constantly crying.
No, but he had to take eye drops or something. It was just like a temporary thing. He was like, the tears won't stop falling. Like, he was so dramatic.
Kojima.
What about Spidey underpants? Come on.
Yeah.
Just really quickly, speaking of Kojima, I have proof that the man behind the camera in the Metal Gear Solid 5 ad is Kojima. Miller asks, what about him? The man replies, I'm all right. Irrefutable proof.
Oh man,
I mean, you can get Kojima as the soldier in Peace Walker, can't you? So
there you go. He's a canon soldier now.
Yeah, he's a canon soldier. They found him in Peace Walker, just chilling out in a fucking truck.
You can name your soldiers in XCOM like Ken Levine and Sid Meier, and it puts their facial structures in, and they have basically like
Sid Meier's like the strongest fucking weapons ever. Person you can get. It's crazy.
Oh man, I messed up. Cannot go back to Japan.
I can never go back to Mother Base now.
Mooga, what if you do that to a female soldier though? Will it just be female Sid Meier?
I do not know.
Boy should test this on the XCOM stream if he hasn't finished it.
Still.
They should just not let these kind of people get Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Actually, so, does anyone here not know about this context of the story yet, or are you all just fine with that?
Happy Man just explained it,
didn't he? I think we should explain it for the benefit of listeners. They might not.
Yeah, we're running a podcast here.
Yeah,
Happy Man, you tell him.
You mean this isn't just a casual conversation between us?
No, dog.
You mean this isn't going to be posted on the internet for everyone to see like that Twitter conversation that we're discussing at the moment? Good heavens. I moderated my arguments better, perhaps, had I known that first.
You explained the backstory, though, didn't you? Like the
I don't remember 5 minutes.
Well, let's go
over
the time then. Just
explain it.
Everyone's panties unbunched.
Anyway, the point is, like, I didn't have internet when I turned on my computer. Also, it kept restarting itself up BIOS and hanging at BIOS because I bought 4 sticks of RAM that were 4 gigs each, and 2 of them didn't work. Anyway, when I finally did get on, the network adapters were disabled, and the wireless wasn't connecting properly, and I had to fight with it for ages to get it to connect. And Steam came up with a very helpful message. It was like, "Hi, I'm Steam. I'm deeply in love with you, Rob. Would you like me to go make you some tea? Also, Steam works perfectly in offline mode. Just click this button, and you can go in an offline mode and still play your games." And I was like, "Oh, thank you, Steam. That's very nice."
See, things like that, you know, it works fine. You don't need constantly online. There's no reason for it. Like, think of one good example for always online.
Because
The reason for always online is because product control.
Well, not DRM. I mean, think of one reason. Like, even an MMO, you can technically run it without online. But for SimCity, their excuse is something along the lines of, well, we can't run SimCity offline. It'd be too much, fucking RAM. Your computer can't handle it offline. It was some bullshit like that. They were just giving a random excuse.
No, they say, RAM. It's better for the game now, and it's not really.
Something like that. It was something along the lines of, the reason it's always online is because it runs better.
Yeah.
Because obviously it will be better, actually just sending everything that you're doing to a server somewhere, and have the server calculate it and then send it back, which can take, 65 milliseconds or something? Obviously, that's much better than just having your computer process the game logic, which is one of the least computationally expensive parts of a game in the first fucking place.
You're running out of breath yet? Oh, you got some more in there.
And it still gets AI errors from, I've read, stories of people who've had, robbers mass rampaging around cities with, they live across the road from a police station and stuff. Mm-hmm.
I saw one where it was literally a town where there was nothing but police stations, and it still had the high a high crime rate. It was just all police stations.
Makes me sad because SimCity 4 is a delightful game. I played it recently; it's really nice.
All the old SimCities are great, man. Even the one on the Super Nintendo is fucking cool.
Mm. And now it's shit. Yeah.
It wasn't even optimized very well. There's things where people are, they'd be, building roads, and then there would be buildings in the middle of the roads, or, the roads were, they would phase underground and then come back up and, clip. They'd clip underground and shit. It just didn't work.
But what I wonder is if it, this whole like Twitter debacle has like changed Microsoft thinking if they're going to make the next Xbox always online or not. I don't, of course, that's just rumor, but I don't know.
Why wasn't Super Nintendo always online anyway?
Good question.
Because companies were worse back then, and they didn't want to make the player experience better, right?
Because companies cared about customers back then, which is clearly the wrong way to think about a business.
No, you got it backwards. They didn't care about us. That's why they didn't have always online, you know. They did us a favor by making us connected to them, right, so yeah, they could do all the effort.
Yeah, God, Taco, stop being entitled.
I'll make this episode of Gentlemen Discussing Video Always Online. So if the Gentlemen's Lunchtime Association server goes down like it does all the time, then...
Should we go to the next article?
I wanted to go to the next article. Oh, this is going to be cut out anyway.
We don't have a next article. That was all of it.
Oh. That's all the
news. Yep, nothing happened. This,
No, okay, in that case... I completely miss out on GDC.
Okay,
Did anything happen at GDC?
Well, Kojima dropped a fucking bombshell about Metal Gear 5.
There's not enough controversy around that.
Well, there's not really
talk about controversial stuff. It's controversial
because apparently the two games are going to be one.
He was explaining
Ground Zeroes and Phantom Pain?
Apparently... It's not 100% confirmed, but Ground Zeroes and Phantom Pain are supposedly to be the same game.
Something it is 100% confirmed.
Something along the lines of the tanker chapter in Metal Gear Solid 2. So, pretty much, Ground Zeroes is a prologue that teaches you everything.
God damn it!
Yeah, something... And that's
I wanted it to
maybe,
be the opposite, because Ground
maybe,
Zeroes
though.
Looked cooler.
they're saying it also might be released in, like, episodic content...
The Phantom Pain is still a completely
open world game.
Yeah, and that's apparently what they're calling it, is both games are now apparently just Phantom Pain.
But does this mean Ground Zeroes will be as short as the Tanker Chapter, sort of, or is it...
Not sure, and that's why it's sort of unconfirmed, because there's not a whole lot of info on it, but that's sort of the idea behind it.
Maybe Ground Zeroes is the gameplay part of the game, and Phantom Pain are the cutscenes.
Phantom Pain is all the cutscenes, great.
I've gone and looked this up, and the published director of public relations, Jay Bohr, Ground Zeroes and the Phantom Pain are two separate games, Bohr clarified to Silicon Era via email. GZ will be a prologue to the Phantom Pain. There you go.
So it is going to be a pilot.
Okay.
Hey, he got what he wanted. He got his wish. Isn't that good?
I think they're both going to be full-length games.
No, yay. I heard that they were the same game.
I didn't know.
They're not the same game.
I heard
that they were the same game.
Well, I just had the public relations at Konami just clarify that they're two separate games.
Then you have clarified. And clearly,
Bohr clarified that Ground Zero will be a prologue to the Phantom Pains. Ground Zero and the Phantom Pain are two separate games.
What if the two separate games sold together? I don't know anymore.
But they're still in, like, the Phantom Pain. Like Metal Gear Solid 5. They're still
It's like announcing the sequel to a movie before the first movie's already finished.
So, but why are they working on
like Star
both
Wars?
Games at once?
It's like Pokemon. They're going to make two versions at the same time.
It'll be exactly like Pokemon.
Yeah.
It's just the Phantom Pain and Ground Zeroes instead of, like, Emerald and Ruby.
Yeah, one will have a different character they don't have in the other, and vice versa. I don't know.
The question is, what comes first, Ground Zeroes or Phantom Pain?
Well, Ground Zeroes looks like it would be first, because he's still got all his limbs, and he doesn't have the weird horn thingy.
It's not a weird horn, it's like a piece of metal in his head.
Yeah. It was like a chunk of bone and metal or something. Like,
it looks more like wood
shrapnel.
Is that Joachim Mogren thing over now?
Yeah, I really hope so.
That's one of the stupidest things I've seen from Konami. I think. God, it's dumb.
Well, I mean, it made people think for a little
while. It was
while.
A good PR stunt, yeah. It's just annoying.
Yeah, they dragged it over way too long.
Who was the actual guy that did that? The acting for Joachim in the interview? Because it can't be Kojima in the math.
He certainly wasn't Swedish.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kojima started off the whole GDC thing with wearing the bandage mask.
Yeah, but it wasn't the same, because you could obviously see that the eyes were sort of... fantastic. But
yeah, he made his own little mask, but the other guy dressed up.
Did he make it all by himself? It's like an arts and crafts
one. Yeah, it could have been like paper mache, I don't know.
Kojima is kind of like Andy Kaufman in that he does things that are just funny to him, and sometimes that works and sometimes it just doesn't.
I don't know. I think it's funny when he announces his shoes and washcloth are British, but today his underwear is American.
Yeah, he's funny, but I mean sometimes he just drags things out.
I wonder if there'll be any more Metal Gears after Metal Gear, like whatever. Five grams.
As long as it sells, there will be more.
Yeah.
Okay. Can anyone hear a word that Mao is saying? Because he gets about a syllable in and drops away to nothing.
He wants Metal Gear to end after Metal Gear 5, which you're asking the impossible. You're asking a long-running video game series to end.
He wanted it to end after all of them so far.
The rumor that I heard that will probably be shot down yet again was that he's going to hand off the Metal Gear development to another team.
It'll stop
being Metal Gear Solid, and it'll just be Metal Gear something else.
He's gonna stop
working on it for once and for all.
I think Solid 4 would have been way better if Kojima had not worked on it.
Yeah,
probably. I just want Zone of the Enders 3. That will never happen. Yeah, they are. They did announce it, that they were working on it, and they even showed some concept art. Then they never mentioned it again.
Well, it's a possibility. You never know. Once this whole Metal Gear thing is, maybe that's what he wants to work on.
Boy, he's asking what Kojima's going to work on, and I think it's obvious he's going to make a movie. A 10-hour movie.
No.
It's what he wanted to do.
We've discussed this before. He can't, because he can't make a 14-hour movie.
He'll make a TV series of books like Game of Thrones.
You also said people couldn't make video game pilots, and he's gonna make one, so who knows? He will make a 10-hour long movie.
Well, yeah, I think anyone said you can't make a video game pilot. I think what people said is it would be crap.
Yeah, no, what I'm saying is that nobody except Kojima himself would try to do it. Because it screws up the development schedule way too much.
Yeah, it would just be a bad use of resources.
But the mistake is to doubt Kojima.
I personally will remain a retarded fanboy for the rest of Metal Gear's lifespan.
Yeah.
So until you die, Tackleman, or until video games die?
Pretty much.
That implies video games are going to die, though.
The video game crash is happening, guys.
Oh, it's happening now.
What will I do with my life now? Will I try and succeed at a normal occupation? Nope. Will I become a real person?
No, I just watch anime instead.
When we're talking about people we don't like, we always put in these spies and talk about things like this.
Oh, yes, the internet voice. Everyone on the internet is dumber than you.
Because if I had said, the video game crash is happening, guys, you guys may have taken me seriously. Because there's no body language involved.
I wouldn't have taken you seriously.
Somebody might have, I don't know.
Didn't video games crash back in the 80s or some shit?
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, they did. 1983.
Yeah, well, it crashed in America. It never crashed in Europe. We were fucking over here playing like Jet Set Willy is an excellent game.
It is. Highly fantastic.
It sounds like English.
It does. It sounds so English.
Manic Miner.
It doesn't sound...
Thing on a spring.
Beachhead.
Thing on a spring.
Beachhead 2.
Thing on a spring.
The dictator strikes back.
Thing on a spring 2. Wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
Timey wimey stuff.
Stonkers.
Stonker, great. Yeah, I'm not going to say.
Have you guys seen the video of CX Spectrum games that sound like porn titles?
Yeah.
I will link this in the show notes because it's super funny. He says this in a really good voice too, like, Highway Encounter, Hot Rod, Stonkers.
Who thought Stonkers was a good...
Fat Worm Blows a Sparky.
Horrible.
Oh, video game.
Jet Set Willy. Blue Max.
Hungry Horace. That's the British version of Pac-Man. You play as a hedgehog
and it's shit. And
it's
so bad.
It's immensely shit.
I haven't played that, but that's good. We're not really good.
So are we actually out of the normal news items now, then? Are we back into...
What have you been playing?
Clearly, Kojima thing's done, so...
Can I have a little rant about something for 3 minutes while you all go do something else?
Okay.
Booty.
Okay, so fuel was like £1.87 at Green Man Gaming. And I was like, you know what? I need to play an open world driving game right now that has a large assortment of vehicles, 50% of which handle like complete ass. So I was like, okay, I'll get fuel. Start fuel. Like, first of all, it wants me to install a bunch of shit or something. I don't know. I don't really remember. So I was like, okay. And it wouldn't, like, activate. And there was all this shit with it. Finally get it activated. Started up. Games for Windows Live comes up. I'm like, yeah. I've made a terrible mistake. Oh, no. But you can't get refunds on Games for Windows Live games. And even if it was, it's £1.87. So I'm going to come across as a tight, impolite bastard if I ask for a refund on this. So, due to my social awkwardness, I just had to play it. Games Windows Live comes up, says I don't have a Games Windows Live account. I've already logged into my Games Windows Live account on this computer multiple times. I'm like, fine, go on, there you go. Games Windows Live's then like, installing updates. And it just sits there for like an hour. Well, not an hour, but like 10 minutes installing update. And it's like, okay, I'm finished. And I'm like, yay. And I press next and it's like, installing updates. Oh, God. And so it finally, it tells me to sign into my Xbox Live or whatever name, which I can't remember. In the end, I remember it. It says signing in. It signs me in. It goes away. I can kind of play the game. It's all right. The vehicles, half of them handle like shit. It's a fun game otherwise, and I would recommend it if it goes on sale for £1.87. The soundtrack is just some guy with an electric guitar going, dum, dum, dum. You know games like that?
That's one of the moments where you be that douchebag who turns off the music in a single-player game and just fucking plays their own.
Yeah, I strongly considered it. Seriously.
No, well, that's like, the moment when you turn off the game and play something else.
Well, I suppose if the game in question is using licensed music almost exclusively, then why the hell not?
I don't know. There's some games that should have actually used their own music, like, what was it? Slaughterhouse?
Mm.
It used a bunch of licensed music, and it didn't really suit. Like it was like, why didn't you just make your own music for this? It was kind of like being really fucking lazy.
You know what game is good licensed music? Michael Jackson's Moonwalker.
I'd agree with that. But like games like Burnout Michael Paradise Jackson Man. And Moonwalker or Grand Theft Auto, I can understand having licensed music.
Oh, I know. I know the best licensed music in a game, Crazy Taxi.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Offspring versus Bad Religion, the game.
But hey, that suited it pretty well.
There is a chain that's never broken.
Sometimes I forget GTA has an OST because of all the radio music. You know.
I don't understand.
Grand Theft Auto
Radio
did actually have actual radio segments.
Oh,
which is pretty cool.
Okay, best Grand Theft Auto radio: San Andreas or Vice City?
Vice City.
Vice City.
Yeah. You're out of touch. I'm out of time, and I'm out of my head when you're not around.
Fucking not, you know.
Billie Jean is not my lover.
Yes, all of these things are excellent.
Dance hall days.
I just died in your arms tonight.
Oh.
Dance hall days, love.
About jizzing on titties.
Dance hall days, love.
Was Gold by any chance in Vice City? I can't remember.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. I only listen to Flash FM.
Vice City has the best talk radio.
I don't know.
Talk show host Hector.
I don't know. GTA 4's talk radio is fucking fantastic.
Penetrator. Navy moves.
I didn't even get to the moral of my fuel story.
Oh shit. Go on.
No, you go on.
No.
A moral?
Okay. Okay. I. I kept playing Elder Scrolls Skyrim. That game is fucking terrible.
Why did you keep playing it?
No, because I realized that it was fucking terrible. Like, I did the companions quest, which is over immediately. Like, you do one quest and it's like, well, you're in our secret werewolf club now after one quest. And then five quests later, well, you're our king now, I guess.
Yep.
And they're over so fast. Like, and then I walked around looking for things to do, and the game tried to make me do the main quest at every corner. So I started doing the main quest, and it was so boring, and I'm like, oh no, shut down.
Oblivion had the best quest.
Has anyone seen the Elder Scrolls Online footage that got released today?
Yeah.
I wanted to mention that on the podcast.
It's terrible.
It looks as bad as all the other Elder Scrolls games to me.
Well,
it looks,
give examples, maybe.
Yeah.
You did not just call Morrowind bad. That swag and walk. That fucking swag and walk is golden.
Outlander!
It's like,
what is it?
I don't know anything about one. Two was so buggy when it was released that it was unbeatable.
I never
got it. Then people say Morrowind was good. Then Oblivion sucked. Then Skyrim sucked. It's like, you really think that Morrowind is just the outlier and that it's happens like to be games. Amazingly magically good when all the others shit? No, it doesn't. You know what? They all suck.
I don't think I've ever gotten more than an hour into an Elder Scrolls game.
I like Morrowind, but it's the Ocarina of Time of Elder Scrolls.
What's the good Majora's Mask then?
Blood Moon?
No, yeah. Yeah, Blood Moon. It has the moon in it too.
The one which everyone thinks they have to like, presumably, because it's generally regarded as the best.
Yeah, and also whenever a new game comes out, it's like, this game sucks.
But it's no Morrowind.
That game was better.
But Morrowind's my favorite game. I like it.
Yeah, Morrowind is also my favorite. It's not my favorite game, but it's the best Elder Scrolls, probably. But I'm not that into Elder Scrolls, so...
I'll never forget picking it up in a bargain bin at game. It's changed my life.
I will give it to Skyrim, though. Dragons are a huge improvement over fucking Oblivion Gates. God damn it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Although, if you were in if you played the game when it was at release and they flew backwards, incredible.
Oh, I didn't install the mod that makes the dragons Macho Man Randy Savage. I really should have done that.
You also need to make sure that you get the mod which makes all, whenever you fire an arrow, your character goes, pew!
Cup of coffee into big time, yeah!
You'll never have Macho Dragon Alduin tell you to snap into a Slim Jim.
Snap
into a Slim Jim, Dragonborn!
Were you guys sad when Macho Man died? I was kind of sad.
I didn't know he died.
I've never even watched wrestling and I was sad.
I watched wrestling when I was a kid. I only remembered him because he was so fucking outlandish.
All I know is The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin. They're the only two I know. Especially Stone Cold. The Rock is like, can you smell what the
but
Rock?
The Rock. No. It wasn't can you smell, it was if you smell. Also,
then,
The Rock.
Then me and my brother would always go rock cakes. I'm not sure why. It was funny when we were a kid and we thought it was hilarious. Dude,
funny to me.
The Rock came back to pro wrestling recently. He's terrible now. God.
Isn't he really, really muscled now or something stupid?
He's not called The Rock, by the way. He's called Dwayne.
Yeah, his name is Dwayne.
Dwayne Johnson, isn't it, or something?
Why is it Dwayne Johnson? Scorpion
his parents
King.
Wouldn't actually call him The Rock. Come on now.
They might have done.
Yeah, but when he was a movie star, he got mad at everyone
Dad,
and called him
I'm
The Rock.
I'm The Rock now! Right. I'm The Rock!
Favorite movie that has The Rock in it?
The Tooth Fairy Rock. One.
Not really. I don't have a favorite The Rock movie. They're terrible.
He should stop being The Rock.
And just I don't know. Scorpion Doom King. To me is so bad it's good.
Yeah. What? I'm familiar with the concept of films that are so bad that they become good, but
I
don't
love
think
bad
the Doom
video
was
game
one
movies.
Of them.
The Doom had
Resident
good
Evil.
Music.
The Doom movie had an FPS segment to it.
It had an FPS segment.
It had an FPS
disgusting.
Segment that was a horrible, horrible fucking just on rails kind of swivel camera.
Yeah,
it's like it could be like
no,
let's just attach a camera to the gun, or like it's like let's just attach a camera to the guy. It's like no, we'll just computer generate everything.
Yeah, it should
the actors are all
camera.
On vacation.
Should attach a camera to the back of the gun. It looked exactly like Doom with the gun in the center of the screen.
Exactly. It would have been Doom, but it's like, nah, let's just computer generate everything. Fuck it.
Aww.
Could have even had the
had Vince Mansell, you know, the guy who did the Fountains music or Requiem for a Dream. No,
Doom was Clint Mansell.
Yeah, it had Clint Mansell doing the music.
How the hell did he get involved in a project like that?
He did the music for Mass Effect. He did the music for Mass Effect 3 as well. He likes video games, but he just got a bad habit of going into bad ones.
Oh,
maybe he was like really drunk and lost a bet with somebody. It's like, hey Clint, you like video games, right? I fucking love them, man. Well, here's the thing. If you can drink all this milk, I'll let you make music for all the cool video games. All right. But if you barf, you're going to play your music for all the shit ones.
I wouldn't have taken that bitch.
What, who is he having this conversation with? Like, God or someone who has the power over his fate from now on?
God came down to him. God came down to him with a fucking just gallon of milk and said, Clint Mansell, behold this gallon. Chug it.
If he can't drink a gallon of milk on its own, then it's his fault.
By God, you mean Gaben, right?
Yes.
Who else would we mean?
Now, Gaben could drink a
gallon
of milk.
Gaben could chug it. Gaben could chug
gold
two
top
of those bitches.
Milk.
What do you think Gaben is doing right now? Probably something wild.
Consuming a chugging
milk. Well, it's Sunday, so right probably now. Relaxing.
Probably having several women all at once.
Doesn't he like marry?
He then eats.
Yeah, he is married.
Yes, by having several women, we mean eating them.
Gaben's super fat, but I bet you, Gaben could get any woman he wants. I bet you that.
He's got
because he's an amazing human being.
Matt, have you seen
he's
his
rich.
House? Have you seen his fucking house?
Also, he's super rich. That probably helps.
Yeah, how else is he going to afford those massive pieces of bread to put people in? He's got like a super-sized bread maker.
For laughing at that, Dodds, I'm never going to get an interview with Gabe Newell, so thank you.
I don't get
it. It was totally
absolutely.
Worth it.
Wow. I think that
see, like, if
Gaben...
I can't have Gaben, neither can you.
When Gaben gets bored, he probably just opens up his computer, turns on Origin, and starts laughing at it.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah. I watched when Gaben, no, not Gaben, when Valve moved into the new office, I watched their video of it, and the snack room is right next to Gaben's room, so... Wait to perpetuate the stereotype.
No, the only thing that he has from it is the occasional caffeine-free Diet Coke.
Oh.
Yeah, wait to perpetuate the stereotype. Fat people drink Diet Coke. Actually,
well,
do,
I
but...
did.
Shit bloats you.
I don't drink Coke anymore. I'm still a bit fat.
How did that hit me?
Maybe we should, like, do an email for Gabe right now and send it him.
Gabe, we're
and
really,
then, like,
really
when,
sorry.
When we finally get a
jealous.
Reply, we'll read it on the podcast.
Dear Gabe Newell, we talked about you eating people on the podcast. If you forgive us, please send a response. Please
if you
respond.
Forgive us,
thanks, gentlemen.
We will send you a
video.
Copy of the Doodles.
We'll let you be on the podcast.
We'll let you be on a podcast.
Yes, it was all Dodd's fault. Kill him.
Please don't
need
our podcast.
Shall we talk about what video games you've been playing?
Yeah, you just played Serious Sam.
Yeah,
on the stream.
Yeah,
I saw that shit.
Yeah, on stream. I was doing terribly, and it was absolute pain.
Yeah, you saved scummed. See, I just exposed you on our internet podcast.
Yeah, I know.
Was he doing that thing where you just constantly say?
Which I actually find. I find that to be more difficult than just going back from the save point because you save yourself into a corner where it's really hard to get out, and you just have to be perfect to get out.
Yeah, but
you see, the problem with that is I was playing Half-Life 2, and I was like, "Oop, time to save," and I saved. And then I did this bit, and I had a gunfight, and I was like, I was doing all right at it, and you know. Killed all the dudes, lost a bit of health, but I was like, yeah, that's fine. And then afterwards I was like, wait a second, I could have done that gunfight better. And I loaded, and I did the gunfight again. And at the end of the second time doing the gunfight, I'd done it way better, and I was like, wow, I'm totally destroying the experience. Yep. And just went by like the... Does Half-Life 2 have autosaves? Yeah, I think it does. from like, the autosaves instead, and that was just much more fun.
Saves
are people hated on BioShock Infinite for not letting you save wherever you like. But I don't like that.
I'm only good at Serious Sam when I'm doing really badly, though, because when my health is low, I'll actually play smart instead of being an absolute idiot, which is most of the time, but, you know.
Saving, like, save scumming can sometimes be, like, detrimental to you. Like, the first Max Payne, I know, there's other games that do this as well.
Yeah.
Where it adjusts the difficulty depending on how much you die. But if you save scum, it doesn't count it as you died, so... It's always on max difficulty if you save scum, and it's really difficult.
I didn't know that was called save scumming.
Yeah, I feel bad.
That's what I always say. Or save stating.
I say
so scumming. Is that the best way to deal with save scumming, or is there better ones? Like, that I don't said, know, every time like, you save, you lose 5 health.
How about just not letting...
Dots are never letting you design
how about
a game.
Not have a... Okay, how about this? Just don't have a quick load button. People will be right. So inconvenienced that they don't do it.
And make the loading screen, like, 5 minutes long.
I hate that. No, I have an excuse now to talk about White Day, a Labyrinth Pen School.
Pens!
Which is a game that I streamed for a bit.
That game
is fucking terrifying. Jesus Christ. I know I didn't sound terrified when I streamed it, but I'd probably I found it quite scary, and that's why I haven't picked it up again, because I found it too scary.
You promised me.
Shawnee, you walk into the room and the fucking girl you saw earlier, like you hear crying and you go into it and the fucking girl you saw earlier has hung herself and is just hanging, and like you can only see it when the lightning flashes, so the lightning flashes outside and you see her hanging there, and then the lightning flashes again, you see her fall down, and then it flashes again, she's lying on the floor. And then it flashes again, and she's fucking moving. And then it flashes again, she's slightly closer. And then it flashes again, she's slightly closer to you again. And then it flashes again, and she's gone. And then... And then a skeleton pops out. And then, instead of just letting you go away... It fucking puts one of the NPCs that hunt you down in the end of the corridor, so you have to hide
the janitor man.
In that fucking room with that fucking girl somewhere, and you don't know where, and once he goes away, you turn around 180 degrees, and she's fucking standing there behind you, like... Fuck! Seriously, screw that game.
You promised me.
And there's another point where you're reading like a scary story about some girl who couldn't do math.
Oh, those stories were so dumb.
I watched reading some of those. It's kind of a dumb story, but all the way through, I can hear this noise behind me, and I'm like, oh well, that must just be some. Random thing, and then a skeleton pops out after I've read the story.
Oh,
I don't like it. It's too scary.
Did you ever get round the incredibly jolly tree or not?
I didn't get past the jovial tree. No, I couldn't work out how to do it.
Casman, fun fact: it's actually more scarier on harder difficulties.
So they put more scares in it.
Well, so what I've heard is that the reason why the game has different difficulties, it didn't have that in the original version, is because people stopped playing it because they thought it was too scary.
I stopped playing because I thought it was too scary. Oh, and sometimes you'll be, it's the music as well, you'll be walking down a corridor and you'll hear it go, like this woman just starts eyeing at you like, and you'll be like, what?
How are you doing?
But no, the reason I bring it up is because in White Day, you can't just save wherever you like in every other horror game, no. You have to steal pens in order to save. And every pen you steal, you can only use it to save once. And in the time I was playing, I only found like 4 pens. So it got to the point where I just ran out of pens and couldn't save the game. Like, who puts that in a game? That's just torturous. Seriously.
They did it. They're on the highest
difficulty. Resident Evil have limited saves with the
Yeah, but you got a reasonable amount of those, you did, I seem to remember. I'm practically drowning in them.
What? What's that?
You okay there, buddy?
And like, I encountered a random enemy. It's a tiny little squirrel that's level 108.
In the chat?
I was going to say.
Oh, one Xenoblade.
You should probably ignore him.
Wow. Whenever there's like an overpowered squirrel, I would just run.
I ran.
The man. Pens in Korea must have shit brain.
So far away.
Anyway, back to Resident Evil. You know, you might have had limited saves in Resident Evil 1, but I seem to remember us practically drowning in those.
Yeah,
then again, I was playing... very Jewish about those.
I was playing White Day for 1.5 hours, and I found all of 4 pens.
Also,
anyway, I would say I would recommend everybody play Xenoblade, because this game is actually really fun and very addictive, and probably the best JRPG of this time.
What if you don't like JRPGs?
Yeah.
Well,
what now, Jordy?
Fun. Then you just hate fun, and then you're a bad person, and you shouldn't have opinions.
I agree with you entirely, in a way.
I've also been playing the best JRPG of all time, Final Fantasy VIII, as we all know.
Agreed. Yeah. Fuck you.
I second that.
I fucking hate you. And you, Ramal. That game's terrible.
Everyone's mad.
I enjoy watching Moogle.
Gotcha, yay.
I gotta admit, Moogle made me play Final Fantasy VIII again.
Yep. But yeah, so I'm playing that for stream, and it's going very, very well.
Very, very slow.
Ugh.
What disc are you on again? How many
probably about the middle of disc 2 now.
Yeah, it's about 1/3 in the game. Don't worry. I don't know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, he'll be over if he plays every night.
Yeah,
hey, boy, you have your mic sort of working now.
If like I can buy then. Enough alcohol, yeah. I will do
yeah, but it's a shit mic.
Metal Gear Marathon in chronological order. I said if I can get myself enough alcohol, I will do a chronological Metal Gear Marathon.
Oh my god,
again,
poor thing. Why would you do that yourself?
Not all in one sitting. I mean, I could probably do one game per sitting or both this first two games, but
you still want to
survive. Okay, Metal Gear Solid 1, the original remake.
I just streamed that.
Dude, Twin Snakes. I haven't seen anything on Twin Snakes. That game's not very good.
I don't like Twin Snakes very much.
Why not?
Principally because they added all of the design features from Metal Gear Solid 2, like first-person aiming and stuff, but didn't redesign the game around them. So you've got the first boss, which is Ocelot, which is almost trivial with first-person aiming, because you're supposed to run around the pillars, shooting him, shooting and moving at the same time. But now you can first-person around him, and it doesn't work very nicely at all. Also, the redone cinematics, the John Woo style with jumping on missiles and flipping over doors and all that stuff.
I like the bit where he's got the sniper rifle on the floor and he kicks it up, grabs it, spins around, and shoots without aiming. That's literally a 360 no-scope.
Yeah. I like the theory that Twin Snakes is Metal Gear Solid as retold by Otacon, and so it's super
funny.
So we were out there in this snowfield, right? And Snake just... fucking flips the sniper rifle in the air. It's just like one of my Japanese animes.
No, Otacon wouldn't swear. He uses words like Japanimation and science holics.
He
wouldn't
swear.
Swear ever.
He calls Snake something. The shit.
And then
he
calls him the shit.
He's like, you destroyed a tank on your own. You're the shit.
So what? It would be something more it's along Snake the lines of
Otacon.
Snake murdered my kawaii ugu girlfriend.
Otacon, is that your idea of a compliment?
Yeah, Otacon.
Metal Gear.
But yeah,
what?
My computer crashes. I leave for a second, and we're already talking about Metal Gear.
The levels, levels in Metal Gear Solid are poorly designed around the mechanics of MGS2, and so it doesn't really work.
Yep, it's my opinion, and I'm going to stick to it.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Video game.
No respect.
Well, this week I've been playing Devil Survivor Overclock, which finally got released in Europe.
And I've heard that it's supposed to be, extremely buggy, still.
It's full of bugs that weren't in the American version or the Japanese version. such as random freezing when you summon a demon. They got your first name and last name mixed up, which makes me think they used, the Japanese version as a base and forgot to swap them around.
Just FYI, guys, this game was released as a launch title in America for the 3DS, and we got it last month.
Fantastic. We didn't even get the localization thing.
We didn't even get the original version, which came out like,
just, like
2009 or something silly.
The entire thing again or something.
Atlas doesn't
do it shit.
No, they didn't retranslate the whole thing. It's got the same translation as the American version.
Aren't we getting Persona 4 Arena? Like, I mean, now.
Yeah, like, yep. In
is
May.
It June, May? I don't know.
Yeah, June.
Also, Monster Hunter, which came out only recently, but came out in, like, 2011 in Japan land. So there's that as well.
But that's Japan. That's just what Japan does. Words like
Well, Atlas. Actually, Atlas has signed a contract now with Zen United to be so we can actually start getting games. And
no, it's not Zen United, is it? I thought
no,
it's
not.
NIS America.
Yeah, NIS America. Give it
Nippon
to the
Itchy Software America.
Yeah, give it to fucking a Japanese company in America can publish games better in Europe than anything here.
Yep.
My glorious Japanese video games will keep me sustained forever.
Europe is the worst place in the
world,
and it's because of communism.
Well, it's actually kind of funny, because when Nippon Ichi Software first tried to get into America, they had to use Atlas, you know, to get this Gaia published. And then once they got their footing, now they're helping Atlas get Europe.
Yep. Also, there have been shortages of Monster Hunter for both the 3DS and Wii U in Europe, which I think is probably a really good sign.
Yeah, that's
been doing quite well.
Yeah, I read that Monster Hunter 3 upped the sales of the Wii U by 125%.
That's pretty good.
I'm very surprised.
Didn't Nintendo issue an apology because of the shortage?
Yep.
There's something along the lines of the, like, kind of Kojima'd, and they're like, we're so sorry. Can't go back to Europe now.
Wait, is there a shortage of Wii U's?
No, there's not a shortage of Wii U's. There's a shortage of Monster Hunter, specifically.
Oh. Is it just the Wii U version?
I've
seen a couple of Really? I've seen loads of 3DS versions in
My friend's been trying to get hold of a 3DS version, and the only ones he can find online, at least, are like resellers on Amazon that are doing it for 50 quid.
It might be just because I live in Devon where no one likes video games.
Maybe. But everywhere else is sold out in terms of the online stuff. So
around me, there's nowhere you can get a video game.
Dalsky, you should buy it and then sell it for profit.
I don't...
JRPGs.
What the hell happened?
We're
talking about what game mechanics would be improved when replaced with Dance Dance Revolution.
I think hitting things in Dance Dance Revolution should open up a miniature Dance Dance Revolution.
It just goes on forever.
Oh, God.
But some games, they have sufficiently funky
music. Oh, God,
exactly.
Microsoft Excel. There we go.
I would legitimately dance to it if I was given the chance. Like, Mass Destruction Persona 3, if I was in disco and I heard that blaring, I'd dance shit that, mate.
Just replace QuickTime Events with Dance Dance Revolution.
Aren't QuickTime Events basically like a shit version of Dance Dance Revolution that takes no skill?
You know what the best Dance Dance Revolution is? Mario Mix. You challenge Waluigi to a dance-off.
Oh god, awesome. I never got to play that.
Challenge Waluigi to that stuff.
Yeah, and you have to take a raft across a river so you dance to power the raft.
We should probably move on to
Should we do the fanfiction
together?
Yeah, I was looking.
What is the fanfiction?
I was looking for some fanfiction.
I'm supposed to be reading it.
Yeah, I was looking for some fanfictions today. I found a huge goldmine in a professional wrestling fanfiction, but unfortunately,
please God, no.
Well, I was both disappointed and at the same time kind of happy that I found no Macho Man Randy Savage fanfics. So I don't know. Well, I don't know. I haven't found anything. I've been looking all podcasts pretty much when I haven't been talking. This has been the end of episode 21 of Gentlemen Discussing Video. I'm very sorry about this episode. We'll try to get a better one to you next time. Meanwhile, go to Gentlemen Lunchtime Association for live streaming video, or gather your party for honest gaming journalism. Goodbye.
What is happening?
He's always doing something.
and it all went down like a wet meatball. That was Hexler frying meatballs. What?
To the kitchen.
Why do you
not?
Why do you not have push to talk on?
Apparently, your frying meatballs got picked up on my computer.
Yeah. I know why every episode we say this is the worst episode we've ever done.
No, this is the worst episode. Also, Sean. Push to talk. God, I
definitely
fucking hell. Let's get it on. Get it on the floor. Get it on the floor. Get it on the floor. Once again, with the darker nigga, with a sparker nigga, with a partner
nigga, with the
dog. Oh yeah, Margaret Thatcher died.
She did.
She's not video games.
No. A lot of people are really happy about that, so.
I don't want to give a
shit. Margaret Thatcher has nothing to do with all the people, like, half the people who are mad at her have nothing to do with Margaret Thatcher.
I guess it's just because it's something that happens, and...
Oh, look, this bitch who was in power, like, fucking, what, 40 years ago died? Yay!
She did a lot of bad shit, though, I mean...
She did apparently some good stuff, too, so...
I already give a shit, because it happened.
I think we should play some bets. I talked about this with DeBrell the other day. Who do you think will die first? Fidel Castro or Mandela?
Shit. Mandela's in the hospital right now, isn't he?
Yeah, Mandela's a bit... He's a few years older, but Fidel Castro smokes a lot of cigars, so that might be a deal-breaker.
Yeah, but he also doesn't shave.
He also does what?
Sure. No, I've just read somewhere that Castro estimates he saved, like, 4 or 5 days of working time by not shaving.
Okay.
By what?
You heard.
Not shaving, I think?
Yeah, by not shaving, he saved... workout.
Wow, your mic is like going from really loud to really low all the time.
Yeah, I think you're holding it too close to your face.
Have any of you guys ever heard the any of the conspiracies about the U.S. government trying to kill Castro? I think
there's like, what, 100 of those?
He survived the most assassination attempts in the world. He has the world record.
My favorite one is so the Secret Service, whoever was trying to kill him, their plan was to put C4 into a seashell and put a bunch of glitter on it. Because they know that that Castro likes to go diving and looking for shells and stuff like that, and their plan was when he was diving they would make it like as pretty as possible so he would pick it up and then they would blow him up.
Speaking of cartoony, that right there.
Why?
Damn.
I don't understand. Why not just put all the explosives in the area he goes diving?
Or why not, like, you know, just get a sniper to sit on the beach and be like, come on, you fat
fuck,
get out of the boat.
Fucking
get out of the boat.